This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're back live with more Rami Metlaw on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
And download the Odyssey app. Search for 670 The Score and tap follow to receive alerts on our coverage of the Bears offseason. And if you can't get enough, check out the Take the North podcast with Mark Grody and Dan Wiederer. They're breaking down all the storylines from this week's NFL Combine. Follow Take the North on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. How much confidence do you have in the Poles and Johnson combo heading into the offseason? 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the show. Because, quite frankly, Ryan Poles has not done a whole heck of a lot to instill confidence in me and Bears fans. And I brought this up with Cassie Carlson of Fox 32, who joined me earlier. I hear a lot of people say, Bears got some pieces. The Bears got some players. They're not that far away. And again, like I said to Cassie, I don't know that any team is really that far away, relatively speaking, because we see teams turn it around in 1 or 2 years all the time. All the time. The Commanders did it last year. The Texans did it the year before. And I can keep on going back. But that's why it makes it all the more perplexing and confusing that we're heading into year 4 of a Ryan Poles rebuild with nothing to show for it, with the two longest losing streaks in Bears history, 14 games 2 years ago and 10 games this year. That's what we have to show for it. Three losing seasons and the two longest losing streaks in Bears history. And look, man, Matt Eberflus was not a good NFL head coach. He wasn't. I'm glad they realized that. It took them too long, including Ryan Poles, and we don't know exactly who was pulling the trigger on the hiring or the firing, but it took the Bears as an organization too long to come to that realization beyond the fact that they ever hired that guy in the first place. So, that being said, he has to change the way that he thinks and the way that they operate in terms of drafting, developing, acquiring, and assessing talent overall. And obviously, you would think that would start with his new head coach, Ben Johnson, and putting some faith in him, really picking his brain and putting some faith in him in terms of his eye for scouting players and finding players and then developing them once they get them in the building. And here's what Ben Johnson said about his time so far with Ryan Poles and his staff and evaluating rosters.
As we've gotten going with the roster, evals of our current guys, the free agents coming up, as well as getting into the draft prospects here, it's been a great process. I can't speak highly enough about Ryan Poles and his staff. I've been able to sit in some of their draft evals so far, and to see how well that machine's clicking. It's just rolling on along. It's very impressive to see. And so looking forward to seeing that grow as we go through the springtime.
It hasn't been clicking up until now. It simply hasn't. And the results bear that out. It hasn't been clicking up until now. So unless Ryan Poles and his staff change something beyond just the new coach and the new coaching staff, I don't put not to knock Ben Johnson or start, you know, planting seeds of doubt now, but those words don't carry a whole lot of weight for me in terms of Ben Johnson's impression of Ryan Poles and his staff, because the results don't say that up until now things have really been clicking. But it won't be just Ben Johnson who's going to have some input for Ryan Poles and his personnel staff, according to Ben Johnson.
We as a coaching staff, we sat down with the entire personnel department, and we went through position by position what the ideal athlete would look like for each spot. We're very flexible on both sides of the ball. Coach Allen, myself, Declan, Richard Hightower, we big process. Everyone's going to be heard in terms of what we're looking for, and we very clearly outlined what the ideal look would be in terms of attributes, height, weight, speed, in terms of makeup, which is of critical importance for what we're looking for. But at the same time, if it's a good football player, we're going to make it work as a coaching staff. So there's a balance going on with that, and I think the dialogue's been very, very, very healthy so far.
So Ryan Poles is asking for, and Ben Johnson and his staff are very able and willing to give some input to Ryan Poles as to what kind of players they want, what kind of players will fit with what they want to do. As I ask you, how much confidence do you have in the Johnson and Poles combo as the NFL offseason gets ready to start and the combine underway today? 312-644-6767. Along those same lines, here's what Ryan Poles had to say about what Ben Johnson has told him about what they'll need this season.
We talked about this a lot, just within the search, having a clear vision. Having a clear vision of what every single position needs to have. Now, it's never going to be perfect. You can't have like a prototype at every single position. But as a front office, we want to be as close as possible with that. So his ability to really give a clear vision of what he wants and needs to be successful has been really, really good. And you can just tell the high football IQ is on a totally different level than what I've seen and been a part of before.
Yeah, it is really a different level. We illustrated that for you on the show in the 7 o'clock hour when we played Matt Eberflus and Ben Johnson answering the same questions or addressing the same topics at the Combine last year and this year. And yeah, it's really, really different in terms of the way that those two guys think and communicate and express themselves. And it really is a breath of fresh air. It is. And I have a lot of faith in Ben Johnson, as much faith as you can have in a guy who's never done this before. And like I was saying about Ryan Poles, I don't have a lot of faith in him and the way that he's operated here these last few years. So I hope he's not just open to change, but he's insistent on change in terms of the way that they think and evaluate and do everything that they do as a personnel department. And one way to do that is to pick the brain of this new head coach that you just hired, who comes in with a lot of buzz and a lot to validate that buzz, just in terms of his football IQ. You should be picking a football mind like that, even if he's never been a head coach and you don't know necessarily how it'll translate to on game day. But at the same time, as I ask you, how much confidence do you have in the Poles and Johnson combo heading into the offseason at 312-644-6767? Again, not a lot in Poles. When it comes to Johnson, like I said, I have as much faith in that guy as I do anybody who's never done this before. But there is that caveat that he's never done this before, man. So the known of that combination of Poles and Johnson is not that great. What we know about Ryan Poles and the way that he evaluates players and assesses rosters, not that great, man. For as much as everybody wants to tell me that there are pieces in place and they're close, three losing seasons and the two longest losing streaks in the history of this storied franchise is what we have to show for the first 3 years of Ryan Poles. That's the known of this combo. The other side of this thing, very promising. In terms of Ben Johnson, the guy we all wanted to be the head coach, high football IQ. He comes in with all the credentials that you want from a guy who's never done this before, as much hype as you can have around a guy who's never been a head coach before. But it is an unknown. I want Ryan Poles to pick the brain of Ben Johnson because I know what Ryan Poles has been doing isn't working. But do we know that Ben Johnson can do this on a macro level? I saw Dan Campbell the other day saying, you know, when Ben Johnson saw a guy who he thought could help us win football games and could do some things for us, he was not shy about expressing it. And going to bat for a guy and really, really, you know, touting a guy and pushing for him. And they would listen to him when he did that. But that was Ben Johnson as an offensive coordinator. Ben Johnson as a head coach, it's not just, you know, the random wide receiver that he sees tape of and goes to his head coach or GM with an idea of, hey, this guy could help us. We should take a look at him. He's got a lot more on his plate. He's got to look at, well, the whole team, really. And I assume he'll lean on Dennis Allen, the defensive coordinator, on what they're looking for on the defensive side of the ball. But now you're asking Ben Johnson to, at least on the offensive side of the ball, every position you want his thoughts. The whole squad, the whole roster, you want his thoughts on who's going to fit and who he thinks can do this at the next level or can come from another team in free agency and do it in a different situation, a different scenario. He's never done this before. So, again, as much confidence in that guy as I can have for a guy who's never done the job of NFL head coach before, but he's still never done this before. And the part of that combination that we do know about Ryan Poles, well, we don't have a whole heck of a lot to instill confidence. So how confident are you in the Poles and Johnson combination heading into this offseason? Combine underway today, free agency just a couple weeks away, the draft just on the heels of that. And these are the guys who the Bears, the franchise are, whose hands they are in right now. And will determine what the future of this franchise is like. How does that make you feel? How confident are you in that tandem right now, Bears fans? 312-644-6767. Would love to hear from you. Give me a call. You can shoot me a text. I'll read those throughout the show. And it's just me and you, rest of the show, until 9 o'clock. So plenty of time to get you guys in. We're guest-free for the rest of the Score Evening Show right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick your poison. Pick and choose a time when you're going to go downfield and take a shot.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
That's me with you until 9 o'clock. Coming up at about 8:40, 8:45. We may know where the Bears are going to be playing football soon. Maybe. There are hints out there, and also maybe some changes coming to the NFL. And how we all experience it coming up. We'll discuss that before we get out of here at 9 o'clock. And phone line's still open to you as I ask, what's your confidence in the combination of Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson heading into the offseason? 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on that. Got a text from the 616. Get this guy off the radio. Always negative. Tyler, did I say anything in the last segment that was negative but not factually correct?
No, not okay. That I can think of.
And all I said was Ryan Poles has not put good football teams out there. Show me where I'm wrong. And the other thing I said was we've never seen Ben Johnson be a head coach or be in this position before. Facts. Nothing but facts. If the truth bothers you, I'm sorry. This is not the place for you. But you can still get in. 312-644-6767 if you want to get in on some Bears talk. Speaking of the Bears, my trusty producer, Tyler Buterbaugh, and I thought it might be a fun exercise, a fun game to play, which is we call sign one, trade one, draft one. We call it Bears ST. You know what, Tyler? We pitched that the name of this topic in email, and now that I'm saying it out loud, we need to find a different name for this game. That one is not. We'll just stick with sign one, trade one, draft one, and Tyler Buterbaugh will sort of quarterback this segment. He'll throw three names at me. One is a guy they can sign. One is a guy they can trade for. One is a guy that they can draft, and I have to pick one. You can play along at home or give us a call at 312-644-6767. Tyler, I feel like every good game show needs music. You need a little soundtrack to a good game show.
Oh, yeah, let me get some of that.
Can I get a little NFL Films music? Along with sign one, trade one, and draft one. Chicago Bears edition here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Do you got any NFL Films music for me, Tyler?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up right here in just a second.
Now, the way that this works, again, like I said, he'll throw three names at me. One is a free agent that the Bears can sign. One is a guy that is rumored to be on the trade block. And one is a guy that they can draft in the upcoming NFL draft in April. And I have to pick one, or you can pick one, like I said, at home or right here at 312-644-6767. And you can text and tell me how stupid and negative I am based on who I pick here as well. And with that, I turn it over to you, Tyler Buterbaugh. Throw three names at me. Sign one, trade one, or draft one for the Chicago Bears.
All right, so I got three options total, but the first one is sign Ravens offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley, trade for Bengals edge rusher Sam Hubbard, and then with the 10th pick, draft Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty.
This one is really tough. Of all, you maybe should have saved this one for last, because honestly, of all the ones that you sent to me, this one is probably the toughest one for me to pick.
We could circle back to this one if you want, and I could go to the second one.
You know what? Yeah, I need more time. I need more time to think about it. Throw number two at me. We'll come back around to this, because that one is really, really hard. You go ahead and throw number two at me.
All right. Sign Saints or Colts center, I'm sorry, Ryan Kelly. Trade for Jaguars running back Travis Etienne Jr. And draft LSU offensive tackle Will Campbell at 10.
This one much easier for me. If they went and got Ryan Kelly, cool, great. You solidified the center position. If you go and get Travis Etienne Jr., I think you pair him with DeAndre Swift, and you have a pretty good running back tandem between those two guys. But, man, and my guest earlier, I asked about, you know, what makes an offensive lineman a game changer or a difference maker, and Cole Kublik, former Auburn center and chief reporter for the SEC Network, he said, those guys are tone setters for an offensive line. They change the way everyone around them plays. And he said that Will Campbell, the offensive tackle out of LSU, is 100% one of those guys, and one of those guys that you just plug in on Caleb Williams' blind side and you don't really think about it. You don't really worry about it until it's time to sign him to a contract extension. And then you sign him to a contract extension, and then you don't worry about it again. So, to me, while those two guys would be upgrades and fine additions to the Bears at positions where they need some help, Will Campbell is the obvious choice in sign one, trade one, or draft one between him and Ryan Kelly and Travis Etienne. It's Will Campbell all day.
Yeah, I mean, that's my pick. Will Campbell, to me, is the, if he's available, because there's talks, but now he's like moving in the top five. But if you can land Will Campbell at 10, he's my favorite. And then getting Ryan Kelly, that helps your position at center. And then Travis Etienne Jr., he's a solid running back. We haven't really seen a whole lot of explosiveness from him already yet. But I think with bringing him to Ben Johnson and see what he was kind of, we already knew what kind of running back David Montgomery was, but he was able to bring more out of Montgomery when he came to Detroit. So there could be hope right there that Ben Johnson might see something in Travis Etienne Jr.
Yeah, and like I said, pair him with DeAndre Swift, and I think you've upgraded at running back. But if I have to pick one between Will Campbell, Etienne, and Ryan Kelly, I'm going with Will Campbell. What do you got next, Tyler?
All right, the next one we got, sign Steelers running back Najee Harris, trade for Texans offensive tackle Laremy Tunsil, and then draft Texas offensive tackle Calvin Banks Jr. at 10.
Is Laremy Tunsil on the trade block? I had not heard this rumor. Is he rumored to be on the trade block right now?
He's one of the potentials that I'm hearing around that he could be getting traded. And so this is where I kind of found, I forgot the source I found it from, but I did find that he is possibly on the trade block.
It's rumor season. I don't mind a little reckless speculation here on the Score Evening Show. No matter how valid that rumor is, I do not mind entertaining it. And out of those three guys, again, Kelvin Banks Jr. would be a fine draft pick if the Bears could get him there at number 10. Najee Harris, a lot like Travis Etienne, not that they're similar style of running back, but much like Travis Etienne, I think you pair him with a DeAndre Swift, and you got a pretty good tandem at running back. But Laremy Tunsil, and I don't know that he's doing it at as high a level as he once was doing it as an offensive tackle in this league, but it's another guy that you put on Caleb Williams' blind side, and you're feeling pretty good about things. You don't have to worry about somebody coming on his blind side and getting him blowed up by a pass rusher. So I think I'm going with Laremy Tunsil just on need, and I think he makes the most immediate impact of these three guys. Let's get back to that first one that you threw at me and reset it for the folks there, Tyler.
All right, so yeah, the first one that we originally had, sign Ravens offensive tackle Ronnie Stanley, trade for Bengals edge rusher Sam Hubbard, and then draft Boise State running back Ashton Jeanty with the 10th pick.
Dude, Sam Hubbard is an absolute game wrecker, and the Bears need themselves a pass rusher opposite Montez Sweat, who is an absolute game wrecker. I talked about Ronnie Stanley earlier in the show. One of the top-rated free agents this offseason, and he's going to get paid, and good for him, and I hope he lives up to the contract. But he allowed 34 pressures last year. I think the number I closed the notes that I had it in, but I think the number was 3 sacks on 34 pressures, and you ask me, a lot of that has to do with Lamar Jackson's escapability. Also, Ronnie Stanley has had some injuries in the past that have cost him some games. I know of the three, Ronnie Stanley, the offensive tackle, Sam Hubbard, the pass rusher, and Ashton Jeanty, the running back. Of the three, all three of them are needs, but of the three, running back is probably the least position of need. But man, this Ashton Jeanty is very intriguing to me for the Chicago Bears. So intriguing to me, again, when I was talking with Cole Kublik earlier and talking about the need for difference makers, playmakers, game changers, tone setters, however you want to term it. It's going to be hard for one to slip to 10. It's going to be hard for one of that type of guy to slip to 10 at a position of need for the Bears. And whether it's an offensive lineman or an edge rusher, it's going to be hard to find one of those difference makers or game changers at 10 at a real position of need where the Bears need a starter and need to plug a hole. If that's the case, and there isn't a tone setter on the offensive line to take at number 10, and there isn't a tone setter or a game wrecker in terms of an edge rusher to draft there at 10, I'm tempted to go ahead and draft Ashton Jeanty, much to the dismay, I think, of a lot of Bears fans who think all you need to do is go get some offensive linemen and this whole thing is fixed. That guy is special, dude. That guy changes games in an instant. You just put the ball in his hands, and it might be a whole different game 12 or 13 seconds later as he's celebrating in the end zone. Ashton Jeanty, very intriguing to me, to the point where I might go ahead and take him with that 10th pick in the NFL draft, and I think I take him over Ronnie Stanley and over Sam Hubbard. Sam Hubbard is a tougher one, but I think I'm going with the draft in our sign, trade, or draft. I think I'm going with the draft in this case and taking Ashton Jeanty.
Yeah, I mean, and you're seeing Ashton Jeanty in a lot of mock drafts lately for the Chicago Bears at 10. It is the prettier pick compared to, like, everyone. It's always kind of boring getting an offensive lineman. Like, it's not as fun of a pick, but obviously you're getting a guy at a tackle or guard that's really going to be blocking for your quarterback. But the thing is with me is, where I'm hearing a lot is that how deep the offensive line is in this draft is that I even heard Schefter say, I believe, that you can get the same guy skill-wise from 10 all the way to like 35, 40. And so if the Bears are having their eyes on some of these under-the-radar offensive linemen and you can get first-round talent in the second, third round, Ashton Jeanty is a guy that you haven't seen play at that level at the running back position in a very, very long time. Yeah. So he is kind of the guy that's leaning towards. And then Sam Hubbard, and like you said, he is a home wrecker. And a lot of buzz was going around with Myles Garrett possibly being a trade for the Chicago Bears, but you have to give up like two, three first-round picks. Sam Hubbard would be a little bit cheaper than that, and you don't have to really dig into your future. But if Ashton Jeanty's sitting at their 10, and if you have a plan and know some guys in the second, third round for your offensive line trouble, you got to go Jeanty.
That's going to come with some heat. I think a lot of people are going to go, what? You got another weapon for Caleb Williams? You got to get him protection. It will come with some heat and people questioning that move. But if Ashton Jeanty is there at 10 and you don't have a Will Campbell or one of these other just absolute lockdown offensive linemen, these blue chip offensive linemen available there at 10. And the running back position, this year it started to shift back in a direction where it's more valued and more featured if you have that type of guy than it has been in NFL offenses in recent memory. So that's a little game that we call sign, trade, or draft. We will not shorten it to the initials. It's sign, trade, or draft here on the Score Evening Show. You know what? I like it, Tyler. I don't know if you'll be here with me next week, but if you are, I'm back next Thursday. If you are, throw together another list of sign, trade, or draft, and let's play this game again.
Yeah, I have to look at my schedule and see if I am with you, because that was fun.
That was fun, and I would like to play that game again. We will not go with the other name that we pitched for it in emails back and forth. But if you want to give us a call, 312-644-6767. One more segment to get y'all in. You can also shoot me a text, and we'll talk about possibly some changes to the way that the NFL plays football and where the Bears will be playing that football. That's coming up next with me, Rami Makhlouf, right here on the Score Evening Show.
We got to interview Caleb on the podcast back in August of last year. And I asked him this question. I'm curious to know your answer to it as well. But if there was a button that you could press, and if you press the button, the Bears would win 10 Super Bowls, but one random Bears fan would die, would you press that button?
Ooh. I already gave up my life, so as long as they build a statue being like, he died for 10
Can I not just give a body part instead?
Yeah.
Pinky?
Yeah, yeah, which
pinky
body part would you sacrifice?
Well, I've got the three kids. My wife is already telling me what
okay
I need to do next.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I guess you can go with the testicle.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
What? There have been a lot of moments on this show tonight that got me just saying, what? What did I just hear? That was Ben Johnson on Pardon My Take. And Tyler told me that was the quote, that he would sacrifice that body part for some Super Bowls. But I hadn't heard it before just now. I'll be honest, I was hearing it for the first time. He just volunteered that on Pardon My Take. I don't know if you heard. Tyler, maybe you could play it back. I think it's Big Cat who goes, what are you talking about, a pinky?
We got to interview Caleb on the podcast back in August of last year, and I asked him this question. I'm curious to know your answer to it as well. But if there was a button that you could press, and if you press the button, the Bears would win 10 Super Bowls, but one random Bears fan would die, would you press that button?
Whew. I already gave up my life, so as long as they build a statue being like, he died for 10
seconds. Can I not just give a body part instead?
Yeah.
Pinky?
Yeah, yeah, which
pinky
body part would you sacrifice?
Well, I've got the three kids. My wife is already telling me what
okay
I need to do next.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
I guess we can go with
yeah
the testicles.
They were going to let him off easy. Big Cat goes, what are we talking about, a pinky? Would you give up a pinky? And he's like, no, man, family jewels. I got three kids. I don't need these anymore.
I guess we can go with
yeah
the testicles.
Hey, that's the guy I want coaching my team. Could you imagine Matt Eberflus ever saying something like that, much less just offering it up, just throwing that out there? And it wasn't brought up by anybody else. He just threw it out there. That's the guy I want coaching my. That's a guy who wants to win Super Bowls for the Bears, because I'll tell you right now, I wouldn't do that. I don't know about you listening in your car right now. I wouldn't do that, and I don't have any kids, and I don't even know if I'm going to have kids. I would not do that. That is my manhood right there, and I'm not giving it up for any Super Bowls. That is simply not happening. Like, what are we talking about in the aftermath? Prosthetics? Is it just nothing? You know what I mean? What happens afterwards? You know, we got the Super Bowls, but what's my life like?
He did say after this that he would only give up one.
Oh, only
doesn't
one
have to give up the both.
I might give up one. I might give up one. But again, you got to put a prosthetic in there. It's not, I'm not just, you know, flapping in the wind. You know what I'm saying? That ain't happening. A couple texts on the last segment that we did, sign, trade, or draft. On Etienne, this from the 334, aren't Etienne and Swift the same back? You need a back that is more reliable between the tackles. That is a good point. I'm more in the camp of a Najee Harris if they're going to go into free agency for a running back to complement DeAndre Swift. I like the idea of going and getting a Najee Harris. This from the 708, great show tonight. How about calling it DST? that C note for Midway. Much better idea, Tyler. Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, I don't know if the first one would work out so well on here.
Why didn't we just change the order? Instead of sign, trade, and draft and try to go with the initials, we could have just changed the order and made it DST. C note for Midway. Throwing that little tidbit to us. I do want to talk about some possible rules changes coming to the NFL and some news when it comes to the Bears, but want to get Normal Tom in. He's been waiting patiently on the phone lines. Now he's on the score. What's up, Tom?
Hey, Rami. Great talking to you. I didn't know I'd be talking about things that I've been saying since about 1990. I'm 62 years old. And I think probably my kids were both born in 91 or 92, so I'd give my left nut for another Super Bowl. But I actually wanted to just argue with you a little bit.
Okay.
I wanted to say, you know, everybody giving you about being a negative Nelly, yes, you are, but that's what we appreciate about you.
Well,
but I want to give a little defense to Ryan Poles. The fact is, he was handcuffed by the McCaskies. Think about that. This is the first time they've ever fired a head coach mid-season, and now it seems like, now we got to wait and see, but it seems like they've kind of let the reins go a little bit, and I hope they have, and bring in people that actually know what the heck they're doing.
I got to wrap it up. I appreciate the call, and that's a good point. Let's just say for 1 second that's why we're going into year four of a rebuild in the NFL, a league where rebuilds don't take more than a year or two. We're heading into year four of a rebuild with nothing to show for it. Let's just say that the reason Ryan Poles hasn't been able to do as good a job as he could do is that he was handcuffed by the McCaskies. Let's just say that's the case. That's going to change now? Like, I know everybody is selling it like it's changing now, like things are different. Not just in the head coach. They're changing the way that they do things, and the dysfunction of the past is, well, it's a thing of the past, and this is a new era for the Chicago Bears. Until we see it, much like if you just want to put it on Ryan Poles' performance on a general manager, until we see it change, whether we're talking about the McCaskies handcuffing him or him just not being very good at his job, whichever one it is, whichever one is leading to year four of a rebuild with nothing to show for it, until it changes, I can't just take this leap of faith that a lot of people are taking. I just can't. Until it changes. I'm not saying it can't change. I'm not saying it won't change. I'm not saying it hasn't changed. Just that I won't know that it's changed until I've seen it, because I've gotten the lip service before. I've gotten the things have changed before, whether it was a change at GM or coach or quarterback. I've heard this before. I've gotten this before. And I'm at the point now where you need to show me. You need to show me that either the dysfunction is gone, that starts with the McCaskies and trickles down, or that Ryan Poles is a better GM than what he's shown the first 3 years of his tenure. You got to show me. Ben Johnson has to show me that he's a good head coach in this league. Caleb Williams has to show me that he can develop into a franchise quarterback. I'm not taking any leaps of faith or taking anything for granted. So whatever it is that's been holding it back, it needs to change. And I won't believe that it's changed until I've seen it. That includes the stadium, which, according to Robert McCoppin of the Chicago Tribune, while downplaying rumors that the Bears have reached a deal to move to Arlington Heights, a Village official said Thursday the team will soon submit important traffic and financial studies of the proposal. Arlington Heights Mayor Tom Hayes said that reports from local real estate agents that the team had reached a deal to build a new enclosed stadium are, quote, speculation. He says, "We think things are heading in a very positive direction, but there's certainly no deal done." The Village Board will meet Monday to consider hiring consultants, including Hunden Partners Real Estate Consultants of Chicago, to assess the Bears traffic and economic studies, which were expected in the next week or so. Now, this is something that Village officials had asked for a while, but the team held off while they were at a stalemate over the property taxes, which they solved that problem a few months back. And so now the speculation is that this is pretty much a done deal. And where is this speculation coming from? Man, this is the age that we live in, where anybody can report news and it catches like wildfire. Paul Osipoff, a local real estate agent, posted on Twitter that the Bears would start building at the Arlington Heights site this year. Said he simply asked Grok AI to summarize the situation. I don't have inside information, but everyone's saying it's a foregone conclusion. Take that for what it's worth. Hey, my thanks to so many people on this show tonight. First, Cole Kublick, former Auburn center, chief reporter for the SEC Network, for joining me. Cassie Carlson of Fox Sports 32. Check out the offseason with Cassie Carlson, hitting Fox Digital and YouTube tomorrow at 6 p.m. And Taylor McGregor, Cubs reporter for Marquee. If you missed any of that or anything on today's show, 670thescore.com or that handy-dandy, totally free Odyssey app. Just use the Rewind feature and go find whatever it is that you need. My thanks to you for listening and contributing to the show, and to Tyler Buterbaugh doing a great job on the other side of the glass. I've been Rami Makhlouf. Until next time, saying thanks for listening to Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I profoundly apologize.
No, that's fine. Yeah. You did your best.